Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, I want to catch up on the ticket text. We'll get to who said it. And then the rest of the show will be, I want to talk Lions Bucks. And I want to know if I have a rational confidence. Because I feel like they're absolutely going to do a number on this team this weekend. Part of it is what I think of you. And part of it is they're coming here to the walking wounded. And I don't care. Make no mistake about it. I'm done caring. I want to win a Super Bowl. Like, I don't care the Rams were all banged up. Goodbye. It's not my problem.
Right.
But David, catch me up to speed on the ticket text for the first time, maybe all show. Sorry.
From Tom, he says, Eric Lindros played years longer in the NHL than he should have while battling concussions. If he played now and not the 90s, he would not have played as long. Tua needs to stop.
It's all about context. Eric Lindros played in an era where there wasn't a whole lot spoken about concussions. There wasn't a whole lot known. Part of that's willful ignorance by the sports. That's been proven. It just wouldn't happen today.
The third concussion should be protocol forced retirement. I don't know how we can make that happen, but it needs to happen.
I think the interesting thing will be, okay, if he ever plays again, you're on a countdown clock to the fifth concussion. Right. And it's going to happen, because at that point, your body can't protect itself at all.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you do the mandatory, you have to retire, man, contracts are going to be worded differently. Because players are going to say, well, I want to make sure I get paid. Because right. The thing, you know, we talked about it in the break, and you kind of mentioned this, Mike, but I guess it really didn't sink in. If Tua just says, I talked to my family, and I'm retiring.
Yeah, he don't get the money.
In theory, the Dolphins can say, hey, good luck to you. Godspeed. We'll send you a fruit basket. You get nothing.
And no player would ever go there.
Right. It's like when Calvin walked, or when Barry walked, the Lions asked Barry for the money back. The Lions told Calvin, well, you're not going to get anything else. Like, you volunteered to leave. So he almost, if he wants to go, he needs somebody to say, you have to leave, and it's going to be medically mandated.
Under doctor's advice to leave. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he would get his full injury guarantee. Look, here's my problem, too, is when we talk about, oh, well, the team isn't under any requirement. Look, Stephen Ross, who owns the Miami Dolphins. Biggest donor to U of M. He had the one-time gift of $300 million, whatever it was. Do you know what else Stephen Ross does on the side? He's a developer. Mm-hmm. He built Hudson Yards in Manhattan. Do you know what it takes to develop a section of Manhattan?
A lot.
Like, he ain't hurting. No. $50 million? He lost that in his toilet this morning.
Wow.
I'm making a point. Like, if Tua has to walk, take care of the kid, mm-hmm. and be done with it.
Kind
of
like, you know, what the Colts did with Andrew Luck.
Yes.
We're going to make sure that you get everything.
And no disrespect, but the guy's out here turning his brain into mush on behalf of you and that stupid little logo.
I'm trying to think. The Cowboys did that with Tony Romo, too. They took care of him at the end of his...
Yeah, Jerry Jones did, yes.
Yeah, said, you know what, don't worry, we got you. So it's good PR because you're right. That's nothing to a billionaire.
No.
To you and I, we never see that money in our lifetime. But a billionaire is like, all right, here you go.
Just do the, there has to be 1% space left over to do the right thing. God forbid.
From Will, I'm 30 years old, grew up watching Jacked Up with Tom Jackson and company. I can't stand these injuries anymore, though. Not sure what age my opinion changed, but Tua has to look out for himself.
Yeah, I still love big hits. I think it's just something where when it's the same guy and it's the same uniform and it's the very same injury, I don't want to watch Tua no more. Okay. I'm just like, get this guy off the field. Be done with it. Write him a check. Get him the hell out of here. He has to be willing to walk away. And look, it's in print. He's already said that during 2022 and in the post-mortem of that season, he was very, I don't want to say very close, but there was heavy consideration to retirement. Well, then what the hell are we doing now? Just walk, dude, while you can remember your kids' names and you don't need a diaper.
Yeah, but now you got that deal and you don't want to walk away from that money.
Then find a doctor who says it's a good idea to walk away and cut him in. $93 million, keep the change. I mean, Christ.
I think the competitive nature of sports, it will be difficult for him to walk away. Because
all right, then have the wife explain to his kids why daddy doesn't know who you are.
Here's the thing, like it or not, you're an athlete. You're going to feel like a little bit of a failure and a quitter that you walked away thinking,
right, but then,
what if I could have just defied the odds and never got hit
then
again?
Then David has to say this because he can't stop having kids and I hate kids. But bottom line, you being a father supersedes being an athlete. You made that choice.
I understand. But... a guy.
Sorry, David, you need to say that. You have the kids.
No, I don't. But here's the thing. A guy with more kids than David, who was an athlete, said this morning, I would go back out there and play. That was John Jansen.
But John's clinically insane. There's a difference.
John has always said how competitive he is.
Right, and he also thought that Michigan had no advantage with stallions. I kind of stopped listening at that point.
Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back.
Just saying.
And that's just it. Athletes are competitive. To walk away to some but may feel like I quit.
But he has a responsibility beyond himself. And that's what TJ talked about. When it was his kids that saw him, that were dealing with this now, that were asking him questions, that responsibility, it's a weight over your head. Like, you know what? I can't do this for myself. I'm an athlete that made it. I want to keep playing, but I can't.
But as TJ said, he knew. This was my last year anyway. I just have to leave early, but I was going to be done. Tua's in his prime. And guys, what you're saying is correct. But I think these are other issues. Like, I'm in the prime of my career. I can come back. I can lead this team. They pay me a ton of money. Do I really want to give all of this up?
Guys, a few things. One, Tua should retire. Imagine his brain health as he ages. You can't enjoy the $212 million if you can't cognitively think and enjoy your family. I totally agree with that texter.
Okay, now I'll let you finish, David.
No, yell at David more. I like that part of the show.
I do wonder, and I'm not a doctor. Maybe a doctor can call in and let us know. But right now, is there that big of a difference between the fourth and fifth concussion?
I don't know.
Because people are like, oh, well, you know, he's already had four in 2 years. So maybe the damage is already there, that if he quit right now, it's still going to be the same as if he had another concussion. I don't know this, but it just wonders, is there a point of diminishing returns where no matter what you do, you're already screwed.
Yeah. From Rick, he says Mike McDaniel kissed him like Fredo, as if to say goodbye.
Okay, hold on. He didn't put him on a fishing boat and have him recite a Hail Mary. Right. He was being affectionate and showing he loves the kid.
So long as my mother's alive.
Right. I mean, come on, man. Jesus.
Nothing will happen to Fredo.
I'm a huge believer he needs to walk away. It almost feels like the team or the league needs to make the choice for him, but that's never going to happen.
I think there's a delicate way for that to happen. I don't think it'll be forward-facing. I don't think there'll be a press conference of this is what we're demanding. But the back channels, it'll begin with his family. It will then be the doctors. And then the team and the league have to play a role in this because they got to get ahead of this.
I mean, different circumstances, but yeah, they may just end up Colin Kaepernicking him. Nope, you'll never play here again.
Wow.
I said different circumstances.
I know, it was just the way you said it, and then you're like, nope. I'm like, oh dear. You're not wrong. It's just the way you said it. Very matter of fact.
The truth hurts.
Yes, Dave.
Tua has triggered my PTSD from Austin Collie getting hung out to dry week after week by Manning years ago. That is Matt in Flint.
248-539-9797. All right, let's get to who said it. Then we get into the prop bets, and then it's Lions football towards the 5 o'clock. Do I have a rational confidence about your football team? We'll get into it. 97.1. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right. The most difficult nonsense that we do all week is who said it. We're going to get into it, then we're going to get some Lions football as well. David, hit the music. All right, our coworkers say stuff, and it is on us, through sarcasm, to guess who said it. Everybody ready to play the game? Hatchet Man, drive the bus. What do you got for me?
Number one, but it is crushing. It's definitely crushing. If you had your hopes on making the postseason, you could have been 2.5 back going to sleep tonight.
Okay, that's about yesterday. That's yesterday's Tiger game, Scuba loss against the Rockies. Multiple usages of crushing.
Who's eligible?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Does that include everyone?
Everyone, yes.
Kenny?
I think that may be this show. I remember thinking the word crushing. I don't know if I said it on the air. Do either one of you remember if either of you said it on the air?
I don't. Yeah, I don't think I said that.
I know yesterday the framework of what I said was, that really hurt. It's not the end, but that was really bad. Like that, but I don't think I used the word crushing.
I think that was me then, because I remember thinking the word crushing.
I didn't know you knew what crushing meant.
All right.
So, no, I'm thinking, who came, was it Rieger after the game, or Rieger, was it Mark Ryan?
No, Rieger and Wojo were here last night. You yelled at both of them.
I did.
If Kenny believes it's him, I'm inclined to go with Kenny on this. I didn't hear, and I admit this, I didn't hear the morning show talk Tigers today. They wouldn't have been on at the time right after the game. So it could be us. Or the night show.
Well, see, I'm thinking it's the night show because it's talking about going to bed tonight. Could you read it again, please?
But it is crushing. It's definitely crushing. If you had your hopes on making the postseason, you could have been 2.5 back going to sleep tonight.
Now, Wojo doesn't believe they're in a chase. Wojo's been steadfast, so it would be Rieger.
I'm going Rieger.
I'll go Rieger.
I'm going to switch to Rieger because I wouldn't use the word postseason. I would say playoffs.
Good self-awareness. Are we going Rieger?
Yeah.
God, can we get this right, please? David, who said it? Yeah! I want to tell you, that may be the most collaborative effort we have ever had during this game. Tremendous job.
The tonight, like,
firm handshakes all around the room. Yes.
Well done. Well done.
Now, who cares if we tank the rest of this? All right, David, number two.
Man, I hate you guys. I'm sitting here like, they're going to figure it out.
Sorry, David. And Kenny, you'll need a thesaurus for this. We deduced it correctly.
Mm. We're like Scooby-Doo.
David, next.
All right. Number two. The Lions have a better team. They showed it twice against Tampa last year. Is Tampa slow and steady getting better? I think they probably are. But the Lions were better last year, and they got better in the offseason.
Okay, I would not. I don't think I said slow and steady, so that would take me out. But this is Lions confidence. Who else is confident about the Lions the way I am? I have an idea.
Oh,
and he's a cat owner.
You do a podcast with him.
You think it's cookies?
I don't think he's eating his cats, but I do think that he's making the statement. I'm going cookies.
I think it's somebody who was yelling about this team earlier today. Did you guys hear Doug and Scott? Gator was bullish just because DJ Reader was coming back. He was very loud about it. I'm going to guess Gator.
Wait a minute. Slow and steady would be a Gator phraseology.
Right.
I just thought he was on Instagram Live.
Oh my God. Jesus. Come on, dude. Oh my God. Kenny, I'll change my vote. I don't know. I just don't envision Cookies saying slow and steady. We'll go Gator. Where are you?
I'm still Cookies.
All right, Cookies, two Gators. David, who said it? That's enough out of you. All right.
Okay.
2 for 2. Kenny, I don't think there's ever been a world I've gone 3 for 3 in this stupid game. David. David's upset. You don't like seeing people around you succeed.
I hate you, Kenny. All right. Let's try this one.
Okay.
Today, though, with Scuba on the mound, 2-1 lead in the 7th inning, that does kind of hurt.
Wait, one more time.
Yeah, let's try
it. Today, though, with Scuba on the mound, 2-1 lead in the 7th, that does kind of hurt.
All right, my initial thought, that feels like Wojo. Just my initial thought.
See, I'm wondering if was it our show yesterday?
That's what I was thinking. That was my first blush. It was one of you two, maybe.
Oh. One more time, David. I'm sorry.
Today, though, with Scuba on the mound, 2-1 lead in the 7th, that does kind of hurt.
I'm going to say, I think I may have said that.
Can you just play his sound effect for no reason? Because it's enjoyable.
I think.
Thank you.
I think that may have been the end of one of your sentences, Mike. I think maybe you said that.
I know I referenced
multiple
times.
Can we hedge the bet and just bet the field and say our show?
What is this, a craps table? Rico bets the field? My only thing, Kenny, is when I was talking yesterday, I know I said multiple times, like, you can't have a game where you only have 4 hits or you only score 2 runs. I don't think this is me. But Rico feels like it's him. I'm going to go Rico.
I'm going to stick you just to be safe.
That's fine. Where are you going?
I think it was me.
All right. 2 Ricos and a me. David, who said it? Wow. Oh, my God. It's what I said. Oh, I talked myself right out of it. I had 3 for 3 right there. I'm like a kicker who just missed a 27-yarder. Oh, my God. I am so angry. Go to the next one. I talked myself out of it.
Whew, I'm so glad you did.
Shut up, you.
Sparty is a great mascot. I think it has virtually everything you want in a mascot.
Who the hell's talking mascots? Rico, you look like you know the answer. You do? You got to stay out of this? Okay. This is radio. Words. Words.
Yes.
Yes, you're staying out of this.
Yes, okay. Michael. Okay. I am staying out of this.
Thank you,
sir.
Kenneth.
I have no bleeping idea who this could possibly be. Who's talking mascots? I don't know. I can't even give you a time slot because it could have been mornings. It could have been middays. I don't think it was us, but I've been wrong before. Would he double dip on a gator?
Read it one more time. That's just one more time.
Sparty is a great mascot. I think it has virtually everything you want in a mascot.
That feels like gator.
Is it like a Mark Ryan, I'm new in town, Sparty's a great mascot?
I've been loving Sparty for years, everybody.
That's a good impression.
Been here for 10 minutes. I grew up loving Sparty.
That's a great impression.
I'll go with Mark Ryan cooking up a pastry.
I celebrated him for years. I'm going gator. That just feels like gator.
If it's who I think it is, I'm so disappointed in David because he campaigned to be in Who Said It this morning.
Who campaigned?
Straight from the mainstreams of Tecumseh. He was like, put this on your Who Said It.
New rule. Don't allow people to campaign to be on Who Said It, especially not Gov.
Right, because I'm like, David will never use that. He campaigned like, hey, they never say positive things about me on Who Said It.
Mike, will you tell David not to do that so he'll stop it, please?
Oh, wow. And David, while you're out there. David, while you're out there, can you go check on that mysterious noise out in the dark woods?
I can't even.
There's a grizzly bear and a chainsaw killer, but you'll be okay.
I was looking for a very specific drop. I can't even find it.
Here's a Pez dispenser. You'll be all right.
We got one more?
Sure. In the month of September, Brant Herder has thrown the most innings for this baseball team. They've had appearances from someone named Brennan Hanafy, Sean Gunther. Who are these people?
Was that you on a rant?
No, because I butcher the names of these bullpen's arms. I'm like Bobby Salmon and, you know, Pete Gunther.
That's true.
I don't think I would have gotten it right.
But Cookies would have. Yeah. You're very close to Cookies. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, he's a bit of a nerd, too. So, yeah.
I'm going to go with that, Kenny.
Cookies it is.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah!
You're right, because you make fun of the names.
This might have been one of my best Who Said It's ever. I think I only got one wrong.
This is what happens when someone buys you a pizza pre-show. Right. Kenny has the brain fuel necessary to dominate.
I got to get here earlier.
Yeah, you do.
Lunch. You got pizza.
Brought to you by Grease and Pepperoni.
I got ushered into two studios. Go there, right. Then go there.
That's exactly what happened.
Like, come on.
I love it. I love it.
I'm the guy that gives you Nick Marsh every week. Yes, touchdown black guy.
And that is Who Said It. All right, we have the injury report. We turn our attention to Lions and Bucks. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything? We did cover the Tua injury and what went down last night. You can go back and get that. Prop Bet Casino. We'll get the picks coming your way at 5:30. David, what do you have for us?
Detroit Lions injury report. Ife Melifonwu. Expected. He's out. Isaiah Williams is out. Here's the important stuff. Marcus Davenport groin, doubtful.
Oh, already this guy's hurt?
Already.
See, this, oh God, he was good in the open, but this is why I didn't love him as a signing. He's never healthy. So does this mean James Houston actually gets to play football? Hi, it's me again. Like, does James Houston dress?
That would be a huge, we'll see, I guess. Kirby Joseph, questionable. Panay Sewell, questionable. Jameson Williams, questionable.
All right, but questionable.
All had limited practice.
Correct.
Right. But they're questionable is probable.
Yes, they're probably going to play.
In the new NFL. You play if you're questioned.
Okay.
You just do.
Well, I mean, didn't you, Campbell kind of, when it came to Sewell, kind of hemmed and hawed this morning. Like, well, you know, we'll see, kind of.
Look,
whenever he does, because normally he'll just say, yes, this guy's going to be out there. You know, when they asked about Reader last week, well, you know, stuff and things. So, but now when you ask him, hey, is Reader playing? Yes, he's playing this week.
David or Kenny, one of you two. I mean, someone alert me. I mean, like, obviously, Aiden's going to play 90% of snaps. You're going to mix in Pascal. Fine. But if Davenport's out, yes, you get Reader back. James Houston has to play. Now, he was a healthy scratch last week. Something has changed, or he's fallen out of favor. He's not delivering in practice, so therefore you don't get to play. Okay, well, now if Davenport's out, which doubtful means you're out, you don't really play when you're doubtful, and it's a groin. Mess with that, that's a four-week injury versus a one. I'm going to be very interested to see, because it kind of feels like it's the last call here for James Houston.
Well, it's interesting you say that, and I'm just going based off Dave Burkett wrote an article on who could be replacing Davenport. He does not mention James Houston in this article at all. He mentions Pascal, Wingo, and Anzarike, who could play a bigger role, but he does not mention Houston.
Wow.
And he's really good at his job. Dave does a great job covering the Lions. So what does that say?
It just says we have to stop bringing up James Houston's name, because clearly the team doesn't feel what we thought they felt about him, that the sample size as a rookie is not who he actually is. And the only thing I can offer you is, if he's healthy, the way you fall out with a team, unless it's off the field, is you're not practicing well. Mm-hmm. That you're not putting out in practice, you're not putting the tape out there, and they don't believe in you.
It just makes me really wonder what's going on behind the scenes with that dude.
I know.
Because that's when people call in about guys they want to see more out of, that's the first name on the list.
Yeah, and think about it. We were all questioning, was he going to make the team? That's what threw me. It was like, well, you know, he's on that cut line. Like, wait, did they draft a different James Houston? Like, seriously?
Did they draft a James?
And there's no reason to doubt Burkett at all. Like, no, you guys said, he's one
fantastic
of the best
at what he does. So, look, I mean, it gives me some pause to, but overall, it's always going to be a by committee approach. I thought Davenport played well in the opener. But this has been my issue, that when you put your eggs in the basket of a guy who's never healthy, great. So now Davenport's going to miss a game. I don't think he plays. You're doubtful with a groin. You're not playing.
No, you can't. You can't afford for that. Yeah, you'd rather sit him this week knowing maybe you have to sit him the next, and you got an early bye coming up. Because you're going to need him for a playoff run.
Any other bad news you want to deliver there, Deacon?
Well, I'm just wondering if there's – so we have no concern for Sewell, no concern for J-Mo. You're just assuming –
I just view when guys are questionable, they play.
No, I'm with you largely. It's just – those are two big names on this roster.
They are.
Oh, see, Kenny, now we need to know who's that third wide receiver.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my gosh, no. Please don't bring this back. Please don't bring that back.
Yeah, I don't want to do that topic. David, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Someone's saying this is one of the best Friday shows in a while. Love the Tua conversation. Love everything about it.
Well, it's Football Friday. I mean, there's vibes with football. And you get to be a little looser and have fun. And it's different. I mean, we're coming out of summer where, look, let's face it. I know it upsets a couple callers. The Tigers wasted our summer. And it was all consternation and anger and bitterness and stress and disappointment. That's not where the Lions are at. And that's, look, it just, of course, it feels different.
Yeah, it could be a clean sweep weekend for our football.
Yeah.
Locally.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, someone's asking, how do you attend these games this weekend? I don't want to see Arkansas State, and I don't want to see Prairie View.
Listen.
You know what? I wanted to see Prairie View, but I just found out. I thought the band was going to be there.
Budget cuts.
They're not.
They don't have a band no more. You didn't hear that?
Yeah.
They shut the program down.
Stop it. No, they have a band.
They had a band. They just couldn't afford to bring them here.
It's actually just one dude in a tuba now. Man, inflation's real. They shut it down. If you're 42-point underdogs to Michigan State, you don't deserve to have a band. Those are the rules. That's written in the charter of the school.
Mike. No band.
At the HBCUs, people don't go to the games for the games. They go for the halftime.
They show up close to halftime.
Seriously, they show right up before halftime. They watch the show, and then they leave.
Okay, well, this isn't a home game.
Well, I thought maybe they would bring them here.
But why would we care about their band?
Because their band is better than our band.
Yeah, but I don't care.
It's for entertainment.
Keep them out of my stadium. Get out of here.
Same reason Ohio State shows up with their, Michigan shows up with their band.
I don't need invading bands. Unbelievable. Thanksgiving.
What you're saying is way better than what Kenny's saying to me right now.
Wow. Whoa, Kenny. I'm making a point. I never liked it when the opposition would bring their band to a home game and then they expect you to dutifully stand and clap while they're doing their thing. I don't like
it. You're correct, except for I would sit there and I would watch their entire show.
Why?
Because it's different.
What, do they have Mariah Carey sing and lead?
No, but
they might as well. They could probably play her whole album. I mean,
have you ever seen...
Yeah, I've seen like the Florida A&M band or the Georgia, the Georgia Southern, the Southern and Grambling game.
Yeah.
Overrated.
What do you like?
I don't care about bands.
Jeez.
You know what I don't want? I don't want football games taking longer anymore. We are at a flashpoint here.
What's longer? The halftime is set in stone. It's this long.
But if I have to allot more time for invading bands.
No, you MSU band, you don't need to play.
Well, now I have an issue with that.
Why?
Because it's a home game. Listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Kenny, do me a favor. Go to Prairie View's website. I want to buy Rico the band album, and then he'll shut up about this, and he can listen to the Prairie View Band and Prince anytime he wants.
Okay, first of all, I was responding to the ticket texter of why would you go to the game.
We're all responding.
Second of all, you're just being rude. You're a problem.
You're a real, real problem.
And third, I think it's clear, David, Mike hates HBCUs.
Wow. That's the conclusion we drew? To hell with it. To hell with it. Unbelievable. Okay. Come on. That is the NC State football helmets.
What? Or bands.
Let's talk irrational confidence. And Rico's love of the Zuzaphones. Next. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.